Message number 1019. When my church upholds the word of God, you must remain obedient to my church. Tuesday, January 14, 2014 at 16:53. My dearly beloved daughter, when my servants, my followers, and all those who profess to be of me say that they love me, this means two things. They love me because they accept my word and they honor me by professing the truth. When you love me, you must remain true to my holy word. This means being obedient to my word in all things relating to the truth. When you profess the truth of my word as my sacred servant, you must remain obedient to the word of God. When my church upholds the word of God, you must remain obedient to my church. But when the day comes when those with authority in my church no longer proclaim the truth, then you must remain obedient only to me. For I am the church. Without me, your Jesus, there is no church. When my word is tampered with and then adapted, it will no longer be my word. You can only be obedient to the true word of God. Should you follow a new man-made doctrine which will replace my holy word in my churches throughout the world, then those responsible for this sacrilege will deny me. Only remain obedient to those who proclaim the word of God, for if it is not my word, then it is not from God. The word of God is sacrosanct. It may never be changed by anyone. Obedience to my church is important. Obedience to the word of God is what determines if you are a Christian. The day when you replace the word of God with a man-made substitute is the day you will disobey the word of God. You can only remain obedient in my eyes in my church on earth if the truth is upheld. You must never be frightened to proclaim the truth, because only the truth will set you free. Your Jesus.